The Pro-Life Movement, Keeping Abortion Legal, by Danny Steinmeier. A Surprising Revelation. Somewhere around the summer of 2019, a new couple came to our little church plant in Middleton, Idaho. Over the course of getting to know them that year, the subject of abortion was discussed. As a pastor, I certainly already held to the position that abortion was murder. I already recognized that exceptions for rape and incest were not valid, and that abortion was the intentional killing of an innocent divine image bearer in the womb. I was a pro-life Christian pastor. It seemed like pretty standard evangelical fare, and I thought I was holding to the conservative position, so I was a little suspicious when I began to hear statements about the wickedness of the pro-life movement and their positions towards abortion. Like some have said, no enemies to my right, and I thought I was already touching the wall to my right. However, this couple began to explain that they were not pro-life. They were, quote, abolitionists. To hear someone deny an association with being pro-life made my spidey sense tingle, to say the least. I was open to listening, but I was cautious. However, in the course of the conversation, they suggested that the pro-life movement was not seeking to outlaw abortion. Instead, it was paralyzed by a cowardly view of a judicial supremacy, bowing to the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade instead of promoting defiance and recognition of the lordship of Christ. They pointed out that pro-life legislation in the states codified abortion into law, so that even if Roe is overturned, abortion will still be legal in those states. I heard arguments for why it's unjust to regulate murder. They told me about the pro-life arguments for the abortive mother being the, quote, second victim of abortion. They gave testimony of how pro-life organizations had lobbied Republican legislators to oppose bills that proposed to outlaw abortion, and how pro-life lobbyists stand with Planned Parenthood against state bills of abolition. It sounded like an unfounded conspiracy theory at the time, to hear that pro-life groups actually took action against people who wanted to outlaw murder in the womb. I thought that was the ultimate point of being pro-life. However, they made the case that pro-life leadership, not necessarily all the workers, donors, and volunteers, had been co-opted by non-Christians, and that big life, like big pharma and big tech, is big business. It turns out that for Republican and pro-life organizations, there is big money and big benefits in prolonging the problem. If abortion is outlawed, what exactly does your Republican legislator have to run on? Fiscal responsibility? I heard about how the evangelical church has dropped the ball, lost sight of biblical justice, and been sucked into a vision of pragmatism on the issue of abortion, partly because there is a loss of post-abortive mothers in our churches, and family situations we'd rather not talk about. To tell the truth and to fight for justice will ruffle a lot of feelings. Regulating murder? Micah 6:8 reads, quote, "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." The prophet is telling the nation, and obligating every individual person in that nation, exactly what God expects for them. Justice is to be our personal practice and our national pursuit. And so, when it comes to the life of a person made in the image of God, we must do right by them as our obligation from God to love our neighbors as ourselves. Matthew 22:39. God's law is love and His gospel is peace, as the hymn says. And to love your neighbor is to obey the sixth commandment. You shall not commit murder. It is a simple statute of justice towards our neighbor that forbids the unlawful taking of a human life because that life was created in the image of God. Genesis 9:6. Unlike the U.S. Congress that prints gigantic 1,000-page pieces of legislation, God's law is beautiful in its simplicity. Murder is wrong. It is unjust, and is to be outlawed in a manner so that violators will be held accountable with appropriate penalties for their crimes. However, in the efforts of the pro-life organizations and politicians, we have not stood on the principle of the lordship of Christ and the authority of God's law. True justice is clear, and we all know what it is. We also know when human life begins. But pro-life logic has said instead, quote, well, as long as you can't find a heartbeat, you can murder a child. Well, as long as the baby is less than 20 weeks old, then you can kill him. As well-intentioned as many people have been, we must admit this is not justice. And since Roe v. Wade has been overturned, guess what is still the law in many states? In the legal code, a category not identified as murder has been created by pro-life advocates. All chemical abortions are legal. Surgical abortions are legal when regulatory requirements for murder are met. And when you stop to think about it for a moment, you see the injustice of it all. Consider pro-life logic regarding slavery for a moment. Quote, since we can't abolish slavery, let's regulate it. You can just enslave a human being made in the image of God if his skin is really dark. Light-skinned blacks can go free, but the dark ones you can keep. How about human sex trafficking? Pro-life logic applied would be to regulate it. You can't sex traffic boys and girls as long as they're over the age of 10, arbitrarily chosen. But if they're under the age of 10, sex traffic children all you want. For some reason, it seems so clear in these areas. But for the issue of child sacrifice, we have found it hard to see God's standard of justice as non-negotiable, undeniable, and something we don't compromise. Scripture calls us to, quote, do justice, not use fallen logic to do the next best thing. Regulating murder is injustice, which means all pro-life legislation that does not do justice codifies injustice. The sacred cow. What is the problem with the pro-life movement? It is feminism. It is the sin of partiality in the worship of women. Insert mandatory qualifiers here. The feminism of today has turned women into a societal sacred cow. For example, the Me Too movement and the slogan, Believe All Women, over the past 10 years. The irony of the feminist ideal of elevating women has included the perpetuation of feminine victimhood. And the pro-life movement has co-opted this idea of why abortion must not be outlawed or criminalized. Why not? Is it murder? Are women incapable of murder? Pro-life advocates intentionally shy away from the M word and instead speak about the woman as the second victim of abortion. It is anathema to consider holding a mother accountable under the law for her role in the homicide of her baby in the womb. Pro-life groups say they want to make abortion, quote, unthinkable, and there are many who are sincere about their goal. But what is currently unthinkable to pro-lifers is to charge a mother with murder when the baby is killed intentionally in her womb. And herein lies the reason why pro-life groups and adherents do not want to do justice and abolish abortion. They are willing to abide child sacrifice to protect women from prosecution. Abortive mothers are untouchable and immune from the legal culpability of murder. In Idaho, if a man kills a woman and her unborn baby, he is charged with double murder. Yet, if a woman kills her own child and hires an assassin to do so, she's a victim and needs to be shielded from the penalties of the law. Everyone else involved can be held responsible, but not the mother. This is the rationale that has infected countless Republican legislators who call themselves pro-life, accept flowers for being pro-life, and will not support a bill that treats a woman who murders as a murderer. Why have legislators lost the ability to see and reason? It is because the big life lobby has discipled them into what it means to be pro-life, and it doesn't include impartial justice for women murderers. However, biblical justice demands impartiality and equal treatment under the law. To stop abortion, you must outlaw it and provide the appropriate disincentive for committing that crime. But for now, women are the sacred cows when it comes to murdering babies in the womb. Abolish abortion. Once you see the truth, it is impossible to unsee it. Yet it is possible to put your head in the sand and pretend that the reality around you is not there, or that you're not responsible for the truth you've seen. As God's people, we must be willing to confess our sins and tell the truth. We must spread the message of the value of human life at every stage, every location, and every circumstance, and seek to rescue those who are being led to slaughter. Proverbs 24:11. We need Christian legislators to pursue justice and uphold the standard of law delivered by our King. God help us for our past, but may He grant us repentance and faithful obedience for the future as we seek to honor Him in protecting the lives made in His image. Abortion must be abolished. Thank you for listening to TruthScript. This article and many others can be found at truthscript.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube. If you haven't already, please like, share, and subscribe for more content.